come out and play their game. They kind of were out of tempo, out of rhythm pretty much the whole time. But I believe you got to give them credit. They came out and executed well, and they earned a W tonight.
Yes, indeed. John Mooney, your closing thoughts.
My closing thoughts is that Ugly Bearcats are going to be an awful, tough team to beat. They're very impressive. I was very impressed with the guard play tonight. And, of course, the inside play speaks for itself. Josh White had a monster game tonight. And on a day that we would say that somebody who should be scoring 18, 19 points is kind of just meandering out there, like the Marshall Lampert, I think every coach in the whole area would love to have a player that meanders like that. This is really a good-looking team, and I'll tell you what, they've got me convinced. They're the odds-on favorite.
Well, once again, I'm going to make a pick here of the East standing.
There we go.
I'm going to say it's going to be either Ugly, Ground City, or Harbor Beach.
Way to go out on a limb.
I know. I'm really putting a lot of things at risk, but I'm willing to take it. I'm willing to stand up against it, you know. Harbor Beach, Ugly, or Brown City. One of those three teams are going to walk out with the GTC.
You know, Coach Pekla did say that, you know, he's very concerned about Brown City, and, well, he should be.
Absolutely. Brown City, they're always a tough team, no matter where they play.
Well, they're monsters at home, but on the road, maybe not as much, but I'll tell you what, in here, that is going to be a good game because it's for the marbles.
Absolutely. Well, for John Mooney, color commentary, Ryan Brown's sideline correspondent. Back in the suits, pushing the buttons is Michael Kaufman. I'm Clark Ramsey, play-by-play and producer of this broadcast. For all of us at WIW Sports and Zone Broadcasting, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to WIW. Ugly with the victory over Sandusky tonight. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Thumbs Power Station!